This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party was seen winning around 34% of the vote in France's first round of parliamentary elections on Sunday, exit polls showed. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Exit polls showed that Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France on Sunday, but the final result will depend on days of hard bargaining before the second round of voting next week. Sunday's outcome is a major blow to President Emmanuel Macron, who stunned the nation when he called for snap elections. The results were in line with opinion polls ahead of the election, but provided little clarity on whether Le Pen's anti-immigrant, Eurosceptic party will be able to form a government and coexist with pro-EU Macron after next Sunday's second round of voting is concluded.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox protesters clashed with Israeli police in central Jerusalem on Sunday, days after Israel's Supreme Court ruled the state must begin drafting Jewish seminary students into the military. The decree creates a new political strain for embattled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose coalition government relies on two ultra-Orthodox parties that regard conscription exemptions as key to keeping their constituents in religious seminaries and out of a melting pot army that might test their customs. The U.S. military has raised the alert level of several bases in Europe to its second highest level, multiple American media outlets reported on Sunday. The American bases, located across Europe, were raised to the Charlie alert level, ABC News and CNN reported, both citing unnamed officials.